losers. Virgin Radio. Yeah. 99.9 Virgin Radio. Girls of Summer.
Gaga. Katie. Kelly. Nikki.
Girls of Summer.
Yeah.
The number one hit music station.
99.9
Virgin Radio.
Virgin Radio.
This is new.
That's right.
Havana Brown featuring Pitbull. We run the night.
Havana Brown.
Virgin Radio.
The number one hit music station.
Okay.
The number one hit music station.
Number one.
Check this out. Come on. 99.9
Virgin Radio.
Where the party don't stop.
All the best music.
Back to the hit music.
The number one hit music station.
You guys are playing some cool music.
Hit music.
99.9 Virgin Radio.
CKFM.
FM.
Toronto.
Let's go.
Broadcasting live.
What's up?
From the top of the world famous CN Tower in downtown Toronto.
Hit music.
This is
99.9 Virgin Radio.
Yeah.
The number one hit music station.
99.9
Hit music.
Virgin Radio.
The number one hit music station.
I love it.
99.9
Virgin Radio.
World Tour.
Worldwide.
Hit me.
World Tour.
99.9 Virgin Radio World Tour.
From Philadelphia.
Woo. Yeah, y'all, this Jay-Z.
99.9 Virgin Radio.
So we'll talk specifically about your short bus stuff too, but going back just a little bit, like the Power gig, for example, you kind of talked about how you just didn't like the format. Now, did you just kind of quit without having another job ready, or did you have the star job lined up and you just transitioned over? Or
yeah,
were you fired?
It was getting to the point where you know, they weren't happy and I wasn't happy, and they probably weren't happy because I wasn't happy.
Yeah.
I mean, it got so boring for me. And you know, maybe, you know, I really wanted the K-Rock gig. I thought I would have been great at it, but you know, they wanted to go, and they made a fantastic choice in Trevor, probably a lot, you know, at the time they made the right choice, you know, because, I don't know. I was messed up back then. So, and you know, and this is what, 6 years later, and Trevor's still, you know, that's not an easy gig. I wouldn't have been very good at that gig because I don't think I can handle the pressure.
Yeah, what's also crazy to me is he handles that pressure there, but with the amount of stuff he has going on outside of K-Rock, it blows my mind. And he was telling me he literally sleeps for like 2 hours, then works a ton, and maybe gets another couple hours of sleep, and then works a ton. It's just crazy the way his system is.
Yeah, I didn't even know that part, but I mean, just trying to fill the Frost and Will Morgan shoes.
I wouldn't have
been able to sleep at night. Yeah. So anyway, but I don't think Star was the right station for me to go to, especially it was female targeted, and I'm coming off of a male targeted station. But it was fun. I had a good time.
And so now, I mean, at some point you get involved with Virgin up in Toronto.
Yeah, that was Chris Ebbett, who was at CBS actually in Los Angeles. He was the Jack PD. His wife, Angela, was my PD at Star. And he called me up one day and we started talking, and I told him, oh my God, you know, he started telling me about Toronto. I was like, oh, I'd love to go there. You know, I love hockey. I love snow. I've lived in California my whole life. I'm pretty much over the sun. We started talking, and he had me come up there. And you know, Chris is a really good guy. I mean, he's one of those PDs where, you hear people talk about, and you're like, yeah, bullshit. No PD's that cool. But he really is.
And I don't know if we actually said it, but this is Virgin Radio in Toronto. Pretty solid radio station.
Yeah. It's the number one, you know, CHR radio station in Canada or whatever it was. I don't know.
Toronto, is Toronto the biggest market in Canada? I can't remember, but I think it is.
I believe it is.
Yeah, and it's the biggest CHR in Canada. Yeah, it's one of those stations that people pay attention to. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very, very good station. And so he brought me out to Toronto, which I, you know, I was having a ball. Unfortunately, we had some family issues with my wife's father, and we had to come back. But Chris didn't want to, you know, lose what I did for the station, so he had me stay on. So I'm actually still the imaging director of Virgin Radio in Toronto, but I'm just doing it from here.
A, when you were hired up there, you know, you were brought on, you were a full-time employee of the company, right? You were working at the station in the studio there for a period of time. And when you left, did you have to sort of relinquish your full-time job status and work kind of as a contract employee, or do you still remain an actual employee of the company?
I am actually a contract.
Okay.
You know, I'm not getting paid what I was getting paid for being there. I don't get the vacations.
But as far as the situation goes, like that's pretty much the way it had to be. And so you were very pleased with how that worked out. And I'm sure the company was probably pleased as well, right?
Yeah, I was totally expecting them to go, okay, well, we'll find somebody else. But we sat down and I, you know, I fully let them know that I don't want to leave. It's kind of like I have to.
Yeah.
And they said, well, we don't want you to go, but we understand. And so we, you know, we worked out a deal, and it works out great. I mean, it's like I'm there, but I'm just in my studio all day and nobody sees me.
Do you ever do market visits? I mean, do you ever get up there maybe once every couple months for any reason, or is that just not even a necessity?
Chris wanted to do that, but I am a big girly man when it comes to flying.
Is that right?
Yeah, I don't like to fly, and but I will go see them soon when I drive up there.
Yeah, right. Now the other question that I don't want to forget to ask. You had mentioned, obviously, power not working out just because you hate the format. And, you know, you said you wanted the K-Rock gig, you know, male-driven format. Star wasn't quite in your niche. Why is a monster CHR station suddenly something you're so good at?
Well, CHR has a little something that Urban doesn't. And that actually, Star was a lot of fun, even though it was female-driven. And it's not that I wasn't having fun at Star. It's, you know, dick and fart jokes, man. That's, you know, it's me. I'm a guy, you know. And when it's female driven, even though I enjoyed the Goo Goo Dolls and the Stone Temple Pilots and that kind of stuff, it was just softer. It was a softer side of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep.
They wouldn't play sex type thing. They would do, you know, another slow STP song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
CHR is bumpy, you know, it's power driven, even though it's got the pretty keyboards and the Taylor Swift singing and stuff, but it's got, you know, you get those remixes you get to play with, you know, especially in the imaging part. And that's fun for me. And it's a lot easier actually than you would think than doing an active rock station, because at least the beats kind of go together.
Oh, yeah. No, rhythmically, CHR. And I mean, even now, you know, as every day passes, it becomes more of a dance format. So as far as easy to image, yeah, I get that. But as far as the, you know, your target demo, you're essentially talking to, you know, 23-year-old chicks, not...
You're absolutely right. And even though I can't do the dick and fart jokes, I have a person there who's kind of helping me out with imaging. Her name's Jordana Klein.
Okay.
She's fantastic voice girl. She is doing some imaging there also, and she kind of keeps me in line. Chris will keep me in line. He'll say, no, we can't do that.
Right. So you may reside on the edge a lot of the times, and they're there to sort of draw you back in to get it into the zone?
Oh, they do it all the time.
Okay.
I mean, there's nothing that, you know, I mean, yeah, that they know what they're doing. I have no idea.
Now, how many situations do you think there are like that? I mean, you seem to be in a relatively unique, I mean, you're not the only one who's doing a major station like that from far away with also a kind of a support, you know, some support in-house. But how unique is your situation with the whole Virgin Radio situation?
I actually love it. Jordana is, she's a phenomenal producer. I actually hate her guts because she's so good after, you know, 6 months. Mm-hmm. But the situation we have, it's like we're working in the same room pretty much.
Yeah.
We talk all day long. she, I, you know, she throws ideas my way. I throw ideas her way. She's a 25-year-old girl. So she, I let, you know, go ahead, write that pink promo, please. You know,
mm-hmm.
And she does. She's a phenomenal writer.
And her production chops are good too.
Oh, phenomenal!
She's someone I should talk to then at some point.
You really should, because she's an up and comer, and she's going to be big, man. I'm telling you, she's going to be the Anne DeWig of Canada.
Well, I mean, not only do I like to talk to the big, you know, the major names, you know, you, the Frosts, the Chases, all those people of the world, but I really like to talk to the young folk and then females, because I mean, sadly, there are just so few females doing what we do. So any chance I get.
Well, yeah, you should definitely. Yeah, Jordana Klein. Yeah, it is true about the females. There's not a lot of them out there, so that I know of anyway. I don't know. But thank you for putting me in line with Chase and Frost. I'm gonna write that down too.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a big group at the top. Fox is in there, of course, and then about I probably figure there's honestly a solid, I don't know, 50 names that are just in this group that just, you know, have it. But anyway, I won't go off on other stuff. Let's keep it focused on you, Mr. Bauer.
Okay.
So how long have you now been working from the home studio? You know, how long have you been away from Toronto and focusing on the Virgin Radio at home and then also Short Bus?
I've been on Short Bus for 3 or 4 years now. And I've been at Virgin for, I was in Toronto for a year, and then I've been back for a year.
Okay,
so
about
2 years. Getting back to the male, you know, the female target. You know, the best part about Virgin right now for me is I can do the female stuff, and I have the Short Bus on the side to get out all the weird stuff going on in my head. You know,
mm-hmm.
I do the active rock and the urban and the classic rock. Stuff for Short Bus, and it really allows me to get all those stupid jokes or whatever that is going on in your head out.
Yeah, I wanted to dive into Short Bus here. So while you're working on CHR, Virgin Radio, as you said, you're doing mm-hmm. more of the rock, the male-driven stuff for Short Bus. Are you doing that for client? I'm just trying to figure out how that works for people that are interested in how these services work and the producers behind. Or mm-hmm. now that I've gotten on the inside of the way these services work, having my current full-time day job, tell me how you do it. Do you produce for a station, create your shells? Are you producing, you know, sound design and work parts and then just kind of throwing them together? What is it that you do and how do you do it?
Well, yeah, I've done a couple services, and Short Bus is very unique because we'll all get together on the phone and we'll talk about the formats and, you know, what format is lacking here, or what the rock station, because, you know, we don't want to get stale and just have a bunch of nothing sweepers that are so generic that, you know, they're just all of a sudden they're just sweepers, mm-hmm. you know. So we get together and we talk about it, and we'll say, well, you know, let's do some classic rock. You know, we've got a bunch of emails from guys that want like Two for Tuesday stuff. And then we'll all sit down and we'll do a bunch of Two for Tuesday stuff along with generic stuff. You know, we're just trying not to keep it so that it's all sweepers. Mm-hmm. You know, alt rock, we've got STPs going on tour. All these stations are going to be doing STP stuff, or the new Chili Peppers album has come out. Let's do a bunch of Chili Pepper stuff for them, you know,
mm-hmm.
which is very unique. You know what? I forgot your freaking question.
Well, I guess I'm really curious, the setup, you know, for those of us, especially maybe the younger listeners that just know they have access to a service, but doesn't really know how it gets done. Are you producing this stuff for stations you already image, or are you just coming top of your head, making some stuff, and just hope it works for a grand scale amount of stations?
Well, exactly. Okay, that's where I was getting at. So we make this stuff for current, whatever's happening today. I don't. We don't do it for stations. Okay. There's a few services out there that'll hire somebody because they do CHR and just take their shells and put it on their service. Shorebus doesn't do that. It's all for you, and they're very good at taking compliments or not compliments, but suggestions and
critique. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could call us at any time and say, hey man, you know, I got this freaking, you know, Puff Daddy thing coming up and I need some Puff Daddy stuff. Cause I'm just, I can't do it. It sucks. And we'll do a bunch of Puff Daddy stuff for him. You know, we'll make it, especially if it's relevant, like Puff Daddy's new album's coming out, we'll make it so that, you know, 3 months down the line, if this New York station's doing a Puff Daddy concert, he can use that stuff too.
Right.
You know, so yeah, it's a fine line doing a service. You know, you have to make it a generic enough so that everybody can use it, but it's got to be focused on that particular element, like, you know,
yeah,
the new Chili Peppers record or whatever.
And let me ask you a little more about that. So you say you got your CHR stuff with Virgin Radio, but you're doing what'd you say, classic hits, rock, and urban, basically.
Yep. Urban. I do some. Well, I'm not doing all this stuff. I mean, we all mix it up.
Okay, so you guys have like, so you may be doing some urban, but there's also one, two, or three other people that are doing stuff for the urban format also.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, if it was all me, then it would get stale.
Yeah.
You know, so we all do. I mean, Shortbus has what, like eight different services, and they just came out with a new Hot AC, an Urban AC, and a Sports format.
Yeah, I was gonna say I had three new formats I saw.
Yeah. So we all, you know, and you know, sometimes I'll call and I'll say, you know, I'm getting kind of burnt out on the CHR. Let me do some sports.
Mm-hmm.
Go at it, do some sports, you know what I mean? It's a fun gig, man. I'm like I said, I'm very lucky to have it.
And I don't really I don't ever ask people for specific dollar amounts, but as far as like the lucrative nature of it, knowing what you make as a contracted player imaging guy for Toronto versus what you made in-house as a full-time salary, and then versus what you make producing for a service like Shortbus, give people a ballpark on what gives you the most buck for the bang, so to speak.
Oh, that's a toughie. Because, you know, in-house, you're making a lot more money. And you get the benefits.
Yeah.
Being that Chris is so cool, he gave me a nice salary outside, you know, from working from here. So I'm very happy there. You know, I'm a contract guy at Shortbus, so I can't say, you know, what they're pulling in. And
yeah, and I meant more as far as a producer goes, like, you know, is producing for Shortbus or whatever, a service, more lucrative than just having imaging clients, you know, for individual stations or, for example, Virgin Radio?
Well, you know, that depends on the producer, I guess.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a Madrigal or a Frost or a Chase, they're going to make more money doing the service. But as a contractor for the service, I would say it depends on the service.
Yeah.
You know, Shortbus takes very good care of me. But I know some guys out there that are getting, you know, getting the old, you know, up the wazoo, you know what I mean?
Getting the D and the A, yeah.
Yeah. So I would, and you know, and being a contract guy with stations is really hard these days because the stations don't want to pay you shit either.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry about the bad words.
No, it's all right. We can let a few slide here and there.
Okay. They don't pay much either. So, you know, it's tough, man. There's guys out there doing both of what you just said, probably four different services and four different stations, mm-hmm. and barely getting by.
And talk about your time a little bit now. So people generally know what you do. It seems like you've got quite a bit of work, but you know, how many hours a day are you actually just going full bore, you know, not surfing Facebook or, you know, surfing porn? You know, how many hours are you actually just dug in and producing?
Oh, crap. Well, the porn takes up most of my day.
Yeah, I understand.
No. Producing. Let's see. I will produce for Virgin. It's actually like I'm still working for Virgin. So I'm on call there 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the day goes, I'll be in my room in my studio here for 10 a.m. to sometimes 8 at night.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so in and out. But if I want to go take a two-hour lunch, I'll go take a two-hour lunch, you know?
Have you found that working on the West Coast is better or worse for just generally working in society, you know, because you're way behind the East side of the world, so do you have to be up a lot earlier than you'd like to be?
Well, it's a lot easier on the East Coast only because our voice guy was on the East Coast. So now I'm 3 hours behind Steve Stone, who's the voice guy of Virgin Radio.
And you're not throwing him something at 5 o'clock your time because that's 8 o'clock his time.
Well, yeah, but you know, Steve is very, very good at he'll write me and go, hey, you know, I'm really busy right now. Do you need this stuff right now, or can I wait till tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because he works extremely late too. He doesn't like to, but he does, mm-hmm. And so he'll tell me or he'll ask me, and I'll say I kind of need it now, and he'll do it. He's one of the best as far as getting stuff that you need in a timely manner.
And tell me, let's talk a little more generally about the world of imaging, since you now see it from multiple angles and you've, you know, to say a stupid phrase, you've sort of been around the block, mm-hmm. you know, big monster stations, multiple monster markets. And we already talked about the economy, how radio itself, you know, as a business has sort of been going downward. But what do you see for it? I mean, Do you think it's still going to be a viable profession in 10 years? Do you think it's still going to be a great place to be? Do you think you're going to eventually not even be doing this? Where do you see things going?
For myself or for everyone?
Yeah, talk for yourself, and then maybe we can go generally and just for everyone.
Myself? I don't see why I wouldn't be doing it. I enjoy it. I've enjoyed it for, you know, 17 mm-hmm. or 18 years. You know, will I ever retire off the money that I make during radio? No. Probably not. But fortunately, I'm with a group of guys now that all have great visions, and they're all entrepreneurs in their own little right, you know, in their own right. I've actually, you know, this is a cliche, but I jumped on the right bus, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's a double cliche for you, yeah.
Yeah. and I think we're going to, you know, who knows what's going to happen in the future, but there's a lot of big things in the works for us, and I'm looking forward to that. As far as radio imaging in the future, you know, I 5 years ago, I said 5 years from now, radio imaging won't be... it'll all be done out of the house, and except for the big markets, I'd say that's come true.
Yeah, well, or non-imaging people are doing it. You know, PDs have now been told you got to do the imaging too, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny, people like Chase and Frost who started imaging pretty much killed it.
I didn't think about it like that.
Well, they did with their services, yeah. You know? I mean, they made it so that midnight to 6 a.m. guy can do imaging.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't think about it like that.
Yeah, these services, you know, especially, you know, they're so phenomenal and they're so easy to use now. You know, they pretty much they made everybody a superstar imager.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the future of radio imaging, I'm not sure, man. Even Power 106 doesn't even have imaging. They have, you know, they don't have Eric Edwards anymore, which is, you know, can you imagine Power 106 without Eric Edwards?
No, voice? I actually didn't know that. I didn't know he wasn't there anymore.
Oh, I know. It's horrible. And I know Juice. I actually Juice is the imaging guy there. I actually got him the job there. And that poor guy, you know, he's using listeners.
So I don't understand. Did they just decide they don't want to have a station voice, or do they have someone you don't like, or did they? Or what are they doing? Just listeners?
Yeah, Jimmy Steele there is a great PD and a great mind. But every once in a while, he takes a left turn that, and everybody's like, "What the fuck? You know, did he just do that for?" Huh. Sorry, gosh dang it. Beep that one out. he decided to do this anti-imaging thing where it's no voice guy, just listeners, you know, Power 106, it's Big Boy in the Morning, yay, Power 106, and that's it.
But if they have a promo that has more than six words, do they have a jock read it or something?
Yep, they'll have mostly Big Boy.
He's the face of the station.
Yeah, you know, it's not hurting their numbers any, so,
no.
You know, maybe imaging's not that important.
Hey, I ain't going to question Jimmy Steele, man.
No, I wouldn't either. He knows people.
Yeah, but I mean, I've respected him forever. I've loved that station. But
people with guns.
Well, awesome. Man, well, we've gone almost an hour, I think, and like it always is, I could keep talking forever.
Yeah, no kidding.
But I appreciate it. So let me ask you just one more thing, and you might have already sort of answered this in the last few minutes because I'm bringing it up, but if you are young and you do want to get into the radio imaging biz, and let's say you're more like you where you're focused a lot more on the production too, you know, you don't want to have your hands in 57 things. You want to get really ultra-focused on being a great imaging producer, you know, what's your key piece of advice for everybody?
Key piece of advice. If it works for you, then do it. If it doesn't work, then get out. I mean, don't.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that are doing it, but they don't want to do it. You know, they want to be an on-air guy.
Well, that's what I kind of meant, which is why, yeah, I mean, hearing it from you is good. Because you figured out you wanted to be the imaging guy. You were the commercial guy for a minute. You wanted to be the imaging guy, and you've done it now for, 18 years?
Yeah. That's it. That's my advice. If you enjoy it, then frickin' do it.
Nice.
If you don't enjoy it, get out.
Eddie Bauer, everybody. Man, appreciate it. I appreciate your time. And I know it was tough for you to get up and not go anywhere to do this interview and work
man,
in this.
It was great.
Your sunny studios out there in California. But thanks a lot, man. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you, Roy.
The producers.
All right. Thanks again, Eddie Bauer. One more time, everybody. Round of applause. Yay. Real genuine dude, like I said. You get the impression. I'm not going to say anyone's ever been really fake with me. Luckily, I've never had an interview where I'm like, dude, this guy is just feeding me lines. And why would they on a podcast like this? But you get the impression some people are just a lot better at just being themselves. And Eddie was definitely a genuine dude. Plus, I mean, he's just been just in some monster gigs over the years. And his current work at Virgin is amazing. Let's see here. Upcoming, I already have episode 52 in the can, believe it or not. We will have the guy. It's a dual interview. I have two at a time. No, I will not use the menage a blanc word because that would be inappropriate. But the guys from Splice Video for Radio is a new service with Grooveworks. I know they're already booking clients. It's a really cool service that technically exists. I mean, technically, radio stations can get video and they have in-house guys. But a lot of times when your in-house guy is not exactly a video guy, the quality isn't that great. Or you have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars to get something of quality. Well, now they're kind of doing the hard work for you, and you can check them out. But I will do a full-blown interview with them. That is Terry Phillips at WYCD Detroit. I've known Terry for a while, working with him on the 360 Country product I do with TM Studios, among other things. Super talented producer. Wacky as crap, but super talented. But good guy, seriously. And Drake Donovan, someone I haven't known quite as long, but I've known his work. He's in Pittsburgh. And one thing I'll say about Drake, they're both great at video, but he does these tutorials. I was checking out a couple. Really good, because he's very good at explaining things for dummies like me. So if you're interested in learning more about video, I know it's part of the service, but he also has some free tutorials out there as well. And he's just very good at explaining things, you know, in a simple, easy to absorb manner. So Splice will be the next episode. Couple things to note on the website that I hope you check out or enjoy sometime. 9.5 questions. I did a recent interview. When I can't do full-blown podcasts, I like to keep people featured on the website, you know, really talented people. Neil Martin is one of those. He's in Seattle at the end. Check out his 9.5 questions. In the studio, we went in the studio with Anthony McNutt at Q104 up in Canada, Nova Scotia, Halifax, Nova Scotia, maybe that's where it is, possibly. He's at New Cap Radio up there. Anyway, he does some great work. He's been doing it for a few years now, and you'll hear a demo, you'll see some pictures, read a little bio on that in the studio. If you would like to be featured in the studio, I do not discriminate. Anyone can be, you know, as long as you work in this industry. But we'd love, you have to send me pictures of your studio. That's kind of the point of it, so everybody can get a little view into how other people are working or where they're working. Also, your demo, of course, little bio about yourself, whatever you want to send me, send it over and I will feature you on the blog. The traffic to my website, like I said, just been going up and up. It's been pretty crazy. You know, just like based on the Alexa rank, for example, I've increased a lot. So there's a lot of people hitting the website, pretty targeted, you know, industry folk. So if you want to get featured out there and get some cool people to see you, send it in. Like I said, I mean, I do the website for free. It's just something I've always wanted to do to help out. So it's free to you if you want it. RyanDreen@gmail.com. That's the easiest way. That, you know, my Google info is pretty much where I live. If Google shuts down, my life is over. That's basically what it's come down to. Otherwise, thanks so much for checking out the podcast. I will check you out next time. Bye.
This is The Producers. Have a question, comment, or concern? Email Ryan at RyanOnTheRadio.com. The Producers. Thanks for listening.